Christmas is a time when people like to drink. They want even a social drink. And I want to, alcohol is a destroyer. Alcohol is a destroyer of people, families, homes, jobs, lives. I'm convinced, and I keep running these off, we take these every time to the jail ministry because most of those people are in jail because of either drugs or drinking. And you might not agree with preacher, but I'm going to tell you, drinking's bad for people. Drinking is bad for people. And there's 75, I'm going to just show you some things in Proverbs tonight. But drinking's bad. By the way, that scripture's over in Malachi, if you're looking for that scripture from that song that Mark had. It's over in Malachi. Yeah, 4:2. Yeah. You got it, huh, Diane? Okay. And it's 4:2, I believe. 4:2. And I'll keep these for the jail ministry. And what we're doing, let's look at 1 Kings chapter 3. How many got 1 Kings chapter 3? Look at verse 7. And now, O Lord my God, how many see that? How many see 1 Kings 3, verse 7? And now, O Lord my God, thou hast made thy servant king instead of David, my father, and I am but a little child. And he wasn't a little child, but he felt like he was like a little child. Are you with me? How many are with me? Solomon was more than a child at this time, but he still felt as a child when it comes to ruling a kingdom. I know not how to go out and come in, but he had the right kind of heart. God, I don't know anything. Sometimes we get a heart that we know. We think we know everything. That's the trouble with us. We don't know nothing. But we think we do sometimes. And thy servant is in the midst of thy people, which thou hast chosen a great people that cannot be numbered nor counted for multitude. Give therefore, verse 9, give therefore thy servant an understanding heart to judge thy people, that I may discern between good and bad. Who is able to judge this thy so great a people? And the speech pleased the Lord that Solomon asked this thing. Instead of asking for money, he asked for wisdom and understanding. And God said to him, because thou hast asked this thing, and hast not asked for thyself long life, neither hast thou asked riches for thyself, nor hast asked the life of thine enemies, but hast asked for thyself understanding to discern the judgment. Behold, I have done according to thy words. Lord, I have given thee a wise and understanding heart, so that there was none like thee before thee, neither shall there be arise any like unto thee. In other words, he said, Solomon, of all mortal men, you're going to be the wisest man that ever walked on this face of this earth. Now, Jesus was the God-man. We're not counting Jesus. But from all out of Adam, Solomon, you're going to be the wisest man that ever walked on this earth. The Bible, don't turn to it. In James 1:5, the Bible says, if anyone lack wisdom, let him ask of God. And so here we see this, that James 1:5 principle of asking God for wisdom, we see it put right in place here in the Old Testament with Solomon. If you look at verse 16, right away, remember the story of the two women that brought the baby to Solomon? Look at verse 16. Then came there two women that were harlots unto the king and stood before him, and the woman said, my lord, I have this woman dwell in one house, and I was delivered a child of her in her house. And it came to pass the third day after that I was delivered, that this woman was delivered also, and we were together, and there was no stranger with us in the house, save we two in the house. And this woman's child died in the night because she overlaid it, and she arose at midnight and took my son. Well, you know the story. He said, give me the son. We'll find out whose real child this is. We'll just cut it in half. And, of course, the real mother said, no, don't kill the baby. The other mother said, yeah, cut it in half. Well, he knew right away the real mother would say, don't kill the baby. Amen? So you're already, we're in 1 Kings chapter 3, David. And so what I wanted you to see was this, that right from the start, God just blessed Solomon with great wisdom. You know, and And you read the book of Proverbs, Solomon authored the book of Proverbs. And many times the book of Proverbs is called a wisdom book. And, you know, I want us to look at, there's 75 references on here about alcohol, okay? And I just wanted to use some references that the wisest man that ever walked on the earth, what he said about it, alcohol. I know it's all God's inspired word. I understand that. But look at your first one. In Genesis chapter 9, verse 20 through 26, the first drunkenness. Remember, Noah got off the ark. He made a vineyard. He got drunk. And his son Ham, many believe that he did. Well, we know for a fact that he looked upon his nakedness, which a man should not do. But we also think that he might have even did more than that, because the Bible says, and when Noah woke up, he knew what his son had done. So we don't know. We think there might have been a sexual act done, and an impropriety there. And why? All because of drinking. It wouldn't have happened had Noah not got drunk. In number two, and I'm just doing a couple of these, and then we're going to go in the book of Proverbs. In Lot's, remember when God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah over there in Genesis 19? And then only Lot and his two daughters escaped from the judgment. The judgment was so great, they actually thought they were the only two girls left on the whole face of the earth. It showed you something. He got his daughters out of Sodom, but he didn't get Sodom out of his girls. And they got their father drunk, and he had sex with them, and they each had babies with them. And those babies became a thorn to the Amorites and Moabites, and they became a thorn until this for years to the Israelites, all because he got drunk. Now, you can say what you want. Drinking is a disaster. God's word pronounces drinking as a bad thing. Well, I don't drink, preacher. I just do social drinking. Social drinking's looked on as evil from God. And I've got all these references, and let's just drop down to the number 17, Proverbs chapter 4. That's what I want, Proverbs chapter 4. I wanted to get you in the book of Proverbs. How many got Proverbs 4? And I'm going to read a bunch of scriptures in Proverbs. So turn to Proverbs. You know, you need to understand that alcohol is a destroyer. So look up here. I've pastored for 28 years. I've dealt with a lot of families. I've seen the tragedy of alcohol. I've seen the tragedy of drinking. I've seen the tragedy of drugs and pornography and all. Look, preachers, see, people don't come to me when things are, but when it all falls, when the bottom falls out, usually the preacher's the first call they get. Kind of like you and I, when things are going good, we don't call God, but the moment it gets bad, dear God, I need you. Uh-huh. Three times that people usually call preachers: when they want to get married, when you want to marry them, when you want to bury them, they call me. That's it. Or if they're in trouble. That's when the three main calls that a preacher gets. But I'm going to tell you, many of those calls are because of alcohol. By the way, drivers kill people when they drink alcohol. And every day there's someone dying because of alcohol. I have a real hatred for alcohol. Amen. I don't hate the alcoholic, I hate the sin. I'm a survivor of alcohol. Fortunately, God, when I was young, took me out of it. I'm lucky. I'm a survivor. But many people don't survive, and many families don't survive, and many children don't survive. Because Christians, here's the trouble with Christians. You don't get aggravated over alcohol. Yep. Right. See, I won't let alcohol come into my home. Because that's like letting Satan come into my home. I would not allow alcohol to stay in my home or even to come into my... To me, alcohol is prohibited forever. But most people, the average Christian doesn't get upset with alcohol. But if you saw all the lives it destroyed, I think Tom and Annie, most time on Wednesday night, Tom and Annie go down to the mission. They're at the mission tonight, aren't they? And I'll guarantee you, most of those men at that mission tonight that Tom and Annie will see, one of the biggest reasons they're there is because they started drinking.
Yep.
By the way, I never, Brother Steve, I never saw one man ever take an alcohol, a drink of alcohol, and say he was a better man.
Right.
But I've seen a lot of men become a lot better men by not drinking.
Yeah,
and Brother Mike, usually guys that drink, they like to, it changed their whole personality. I'm going to tell you right now, alcohol is a destroyer. And you as a Christian, you ought to take this and show it to people. Not out of hatred, but out of love. Say, man, I love you. It's destroying your life. So look at Proverbs chapter 4. And I do this every year because I don't want you to get caught up in the social drinking. By the way, Eddie, you know how people became an alcoholic? Do you know how every alcoholic became an alcoholic?
First drink.
Just one. Yep. For they eat, look at Proverbs 4:17. For they eat the bread of what? Wickedness. And they drink the wine of what? Did you ever notice people, when they drink a lot, they get in fights? Hello? But the path of the just, look at verse 18. If God's talking about in verse 8 the path of the just, then he must be talking about the path of the unjust in verse 17. But the path of the just is a light, a shining light. By the way, I heard Dick Goddard was telling me about those two bright stars I've been seeing. That's Venus and Jupiter. Those two bright stars we've been seeing. He said that's Jupiter and Venus real close to us. How many have been seeing them? Those I wonder what the good old Dick Goddard, he knows what he's doing, amen? But the path of the just is as a shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. Because you know what? When you get people out in alcohol, they don't have perfect days. They have shattered days. Look down Proverbs chapter 20, verse 1. Look at Proverbs chapter 20, verse 1. I had a drunk guy years ago when I was in Toledo. I had a CB talking to Joe Tutak. He was at his house, what they call a base station. I had a car, in my car, I call him mobile, and some drunk kid hit me. He ran a red light and smashed my car. And Eddie, come here. Give this to Brother Tyree. Just came in. Keep a couple back there in case somebody else. Okay. Anyways, I was coming up, was late. Oh, it's 30 years. Long time. Well, I was at work, still working at Allied Chemical. It was at 12:30 at night. This kid ran a light and smashed right into me, bud. Well, I got on the CB, because Joe was talking to me. He was already home because he lived in Rossford. And I said, hey, Joe, call the police. I got an accident here at Michigan and LaGrange. And it's a Proverbs chapter 20, verse 1. Well, this kid was all, he was a real big kid, about 6'3". He was a big, and he said, hey, what are you talking in sign language or something? It's cold. Well, Proverbs 20, verse 1 says, wine's a mocker, strong drink is raging. Whosoever taketh is deceived thereby. And so, of course, Brother Joe knew what I was talking about. In other words, I said, Joe, I got hit by, he was standing right next to me, Billy. He's about your size. And and that time I was only about 180 pounds. I wasn't like I am now. And I was just a young kid. And I said, Joey, let's inform the police I have a Proverbs chapter 20, verse 1. And that kid said, what are you saying on there? What are you trying to do to me? He didn't know what Proverbs 21, but he knew something was going on. Look at Proverbs. Look at Proverbs 20, verse 1. Wine, and the police came up, but they knew, his dad knew a cop, believe it or not, and they let him go for free. He got off scot-free. Isn't that amazing? It's not who we are, it's who you know sometimes. Wine is a mocker. Wine's a mocker. That's God's word. Strong drink is raging, and whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. We're talking about wisdom tonight. We're talking about the man Solomon who got had the most wisdom from God. And he said, if you want to be wise, you better stay away from alcohol. Because wine will mock your life. David, I got to keep preaching. And so, look at Proverbs chapter 21, verse 17. You say, preacher, you preach that. You know what? You got to keep preaching all the time about this. You got to keep it before the people. Because we get so numb. We get so used to the world being evil that sometimes evil doesn't offend us no more. Oh, it's just one shot, preacher, just one drink. No, just one drink's evil. You need to have that in your heart. Just one drink can send your kid to hell. Just one drink is cursed by God. Just a few drinks made Noah and put a curse on his son. Just a few drinks made Lot have incest with his girls. Hello? Nabal's wife lost respect for him over there in First Kings because he was a drunkard. Men lose their homes and their jobs and their family because of one alcoholic drink. It starts that way. Listen to me. You need to get it out of your home. It's a destroyer. It's a rattlesnake. It's a viper. It'll destroy you. It's poison. Proverbs chapter 21 and verse 17. He that loveth pleasure shall be a poor man. He that loveth wine and oil shall not be rich, because drunkenness leads a person to poverty. And it says that in the coming verse. Look at your next verse I got there. 23:21. For the drunkard and the glutton shall come to what? Poverty. I'm in Proverbs 23:21. And drunkenness shall clothe a man with rags. You ever see those people along the... If I'd have come here, I wouldn't have come here for hear preachers. That's why I told you I was going to preach about Solomon's wisdom. Trying to give you a little wisdom tonight. Proverbs 4 said to seek with. You know what? Hold your hand there. Don't leave Proverbs 21. Look at Proverbs 4. I think it's verse 7. Look at Proverbs 4, verse 5. We'll go all the way down to verse 10. Get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake not her, don't forsake wisdom. She shall preserve thee. See, wisdom will preserve thee. Does alcohol preserve you very much? No. You die early, you wreck your inside, you kill your brain, you kill your liver, you destroy your kidneys. Forsake her not, don't forsake wisdom, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom with all thy getting, get understanding, exalt her, exalt wisdom, and she shall promote thee. She shall bring thee to honor. When thou dost embrace her, you embrace wisdom, you'll get honor. She shall give to thee thine head an ornament of grace, a crown of glory shall she deliver to thee. Hear, O my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of thy life shall be many. Wisdom will give you extended life. How many see that? And so, Solomon's saying, you want some wisdom? Alcohol is bad for you. I'm trying to give you a little wisdom tonight to try to keep you away from drinking. I'm glad Cotyver's a saved man. I'm confident Brother Cotyver doesn't have to drink any alcohol. But he's in the armed services. And I'm going to tell you, even Katie was telling me, I gave Katie and Captain Freimeyer down there, Air Force, one this when they were running down there for, I said, here, she's, man, that's good. She's, there's so much drinking going on in the military, it's unbelievable. We need to take a stand and show people, hey, I'm convinced I'm taking these almost every time to the jail ministry, Mike. Number one, one of the biggest problems you got is alcohol. That and drugs. And you can get people beyond that. You can reach them. You get a guy sobered up, you can reach him. Amen? All right, go back to Proverbs chapter 21. Look at Proverbs 23:21. For the drunkard and the glutton shall come to poverty, and drowsiness shall close a man with a drink. You can see him how they're souped up on the street. How'd they get there? They drank themselves there. Hello? You say, well, there's more than that. No, it started with the drinking. Look at Proverbs chapter 23, verse 29. Now, I know all about this, Brother Michael. I know all about this, Brother Chuck, because I've experienced this verse when I was lost. Look at Proverbs 23:29. I like how God's word asks you a question. Who hath woe? Who hath sorrow? Who hath contentions? Who hath babbling? Who hath wounds without cause? Who hath redness of eyes? And I could put, I'm not, but a splitting headache when you wake up in the morning. He gives you the answer. 29, he asks a question. 30 gives you the answer. They that tarry long at the wine, they that go to seek mixed wine. Look not thou upon the wine. See, it's not nothing wrong to drink grape juice, the fruit of the vine. It's the fermented stuff you want to stay away from. Look not thou upon the wine when it's red, when it giveth its color in the cup, when it moveth itself aright. At last it biteth like a serpent. He said, man, what you're doing, it's a devil's drink. It's a snake. It's going to bite you. It's going to give you, the viper's going to put its venom in you. It's stinging like an adder. Look up here. I remember days when I was a kid, and I'm so glad God saved me when I was 20. Because I was in the bars from 14 to 19, I was in the bars. And I was in a lot of fights. And then people got gashed up and broke up and beat up. I seen guys get hurt that all because they were just drunk. Who has wounds without cause? They that tarry it. When you go to a bar, you're asking for trouble. Oh, I'm just going there for fun. There's no fun in the devil's den. That's why it's dark. We're children of the light. Billy, we're the children of light. Bible says, come out. We're not children of darkness. We're children of light. And Christians need to have a little conviction about alcohol. Some of you let your family and friends on these holidays bring stuff to your home. I don't know if anyone told me this, but I felt impressed to say it. Some of you might have been allowing people to bring alcohol to your home. Well, it's a family thing, and I don't want to cause. No. You need to take a stand. No matter, since I've been saved, Billy, I'm telling you, for 30-some years now, I I love my family. Now, when I went to their house, I couldn't stop them from drinking in their home. But they never, when they came to my home, they never brought alcohol. Amen. I remember years ago, before my dad, one time they came to my home down on Dusty Street when we first got married. He didn't realize that. Even up here, like I told the guy at the post office about a month, 3 weeks ago. I said, I'm still drink. I just changed fountains. I drink all kinds of iced tea and orange juice and tomato juice and hello, grape juice. Yes, I do. And lemonade. Why do you have to drink alcohol? Hello? I'm not quit, Brother Mark, I'm not quit drinking. I drink almost a pitcher a day. Iced tea, ask Rosie. She makes me, Kelly, she makes me a pitcher of green tea almost every day. So I'm not stopped drinking. I'm drinking as much as I ever was, Brother Mike. I just changed fountains. Hello? You ain't kidding. And so, look at that verse 30 says, they that tarry long at the wine, they that seek mixed wine, look not thou upon that wine when it's red. In other words, hey, if it's alcoholic beverages, stay away from it. Look at Proverbs chapter 23 and verse 31. Look now when it's read. It talks about how you'll be tempted by intoxication by taking it. God in verse 32, God's word warns that liquor eventually harms all who drink it. Verse 32, the last, it biteth like a serpent. How many see that? You're going to get bit. Well, I can drink and it doesn't bother me. Don't you believe that? What does God's word say? It says it will bother you. God says drinking in verse 32, at last it biteth like a serpent, stingeth like an adder. How many see that? God says, don't believe what man says. Believe what I say. You want wisdom? Stay away from alcohol. Get it out of your life. I remember as a young kid at 17 years old, a man, my brother-in-law's brother, said he was an alcoholic. He said he gave up drinking. I'll never forget this. I was at my sister's house. I wasn't saved. I was 17 years old. We were having a big Christmas party, and I was one of the biggest drinkers there. And Nick said, I'm never going to drink again. And I remember making this statement. I remember it never left me. I said, I can't imagine anyone going through life not drinking. I said that. And at the time I said it, I meant it. I could not, because I drank every single day of my life. I don't think there was a day where the sun rose and sunset that I didn't drink some kind of alcohol. I kept a case of Labatt beer in my trunk. Constant, that one, that ran, I always kept another. I always had some with me no matter where I went. I'm not happy about it. But I'm just telling you where the preacher was. At the age 17. Hello? And it started with just kids, as young kids, taking that first one at 14. I'm going to tell you, alcohol is a destroyer. Look at Proverbs chapter 33. Thine eyes shall behold strange women, they sure will, in the bars. And thine heart shall utter perverse things. You say, I'd never say those words. I'd never do that. Really? You'd be surprised what alcohol would have you do. Yea, thou shalt be as that lieth down in the midst of the sea, or as he that lieth upon the top of a mast. Well, anyone would do that would be an idiot. You're right, that's what's showing you. Oh, it won't hurt me. I'll lay down up here. Well, you'd be flowing up. You'd be an idiot to do that. See, you do stupid things when you're drunk. They have stricken me. The last part. I had that mark to read that too, Rod. I'm glad you said that. They have stricken me. Thou shalt say, I was not sick. They have beat me, and I felt it not. I never felt nothing. I didn't feel a thing. Your eyes hanging out of the socket and your arms broken. But I didn't feel a thing. I do now, but I didn't then. Hello? And when shall I awake? I will seek it yet again. And that's the tragedy of alcohol. It's habit forming. And what it does, you become addicted. And even though it destroys you, you keep going back. You keep going back. You keep going back. And that's why you can't go in bars. And that's why you can't run around with people that drink. Because if you start going with them in the bars, and you start, you'll say, I'm drinking 7-Up or Verner's. Eventually, you'll be drinking what they're drinking. You can't keep it in your house. Because if you keep it in your house, eventually you'll be drinking it. I will seek it yet again. And that's the truth. That's the truth. I can't tell you how much alcohol is a destroyer. And I would to God you could have in your heart how bad it is. Let me just give you a couple more. Look at Isaiah chapter 5. Go up a few, just go up a little bit. Go to Isaiah 5. I'm going to close here in just 2 minutes here. Isaiah 5, look at verse 11 and 12. Woe, I'm in Isaiah, just keep turning up. You're just a little ways from it. How many got Isaiah 5? Woe, when God says woe, you better watch out. Woe means condemnation. Woe means you're in trouble. Woe means, W-O-E, means judgment. Or we would say, uh-oh, you're in trouble. Hello? Woe unto them that rise up early in the morning, that they may follow strong drink. And that's an alcoholic. You go to bed, and the first thing you do up in the morning, you hit it again. Hello? Chuck, I know what I'm talking about because I used to be there. I know about this. Chuck Shackelford, when you say something, you better be telling the truth. When I first moved here, I talked about Galena's being there. Chuck, he went down there. Did he know people? He said, was there a preacher down there in Chicago? They told him all about me. He said, hey, I checked you out. You weren't lying. Chuck's a Berean. He wants to make sure it's in the scripture. They meant it good for you, Chuck. That's good. I'm complimenting you. He didn't just take it for granted. Hello? He said, I went to Galena Street and I asked all about you, bud. He said, you were telling the truth. I said, you're right, I was telling the truth. I came from there, I know what it's all about. I'll be going back this Sunday again. Try to encourage those. Amen? You see, I sat where they sat, Mike. I've done what they've done. I've said what they've said. I'm so glad God took me out of there. Fortunately, I never got on drugs. I've never taken any drugs. But I drank a lot of alcohol. I'm glad God changed the fountains for me. Look at Isaiah chapter 5, verse 11. Woe unto them that rise up early in the morning, that they may follow strong drink, that continue until night, till wine inflame them. Wow. How many see that? And the harp and the vial and the tablet and the pipe and the wine are in their feast, but they regard not. They regard not the work of the Lord. See, when you drink, God's the farthest thing from your mind. Neither consider the operation of his hands. Drinking doesn't get you closer to God. Drinking gets you farther from God. Now, there's all kinds of scripture. I'm going to give you one last. I'm going to stop. Boy, I want to give you a couple more. Let me just give you. I'm going to give you Habakkuk chapter 2. And verse 15. Woe. I'm in Habakkuk 2:15. It's near the back of your Bible before you get to the New Testament. Woe unto him that giveth his neighbor drink. In other words, I told a member of our church he doesn't drink no more, but I said, don't even give a person drink. Did you know there's a curse on you if you give somebody, even if you don't drink it? If you give someone alcohol, did you know there's a curse on you? Woe unto him that giveth. Doesn't even say you drink it. You're just giving it. Woe, I'm in Habakkuk 2:15. Woe unto him that giveth his neighbor drink, and that putteth thy bottle to him, and maketh him drunken also, that thou mayest look on their nakedness. Thou art filled with shame for glory. Drink thou also, and that let thy foreskin be uncovered. The cup of the Lord's right hand shall be turned into thee, and shameful spewing shall be on thy glory. God says, I condemn it all. How many see that? And he said, you that give drink? Well, I don't drink, preacher. I just give them, I just buy it for them to drink. You got a curse on you. I was talking to a man the other day. He's talking, these people don't. He told me about a lady. And this lady bought her two sons some marijuana. And I said, why would any parent who loves their children buy something to destroy their children? God says, even if you give it to someone, there's a curse on you. And then look at one last scripture. It's in the New Testament. There's all kinds there, but look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. 1 Thessalonians, I'm going to close with this. It's near the back of your Bible. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. I want to give you some time here. Look, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 5. Ye are all the children of light. If you're saved, you're children of light. Because Jesus was the light of the world. Amen? Come here with me. I'm in 1 Thessalonians 5:5. You're the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of the darkness. And by the way, alcohol is all darkness. And that's why you go in those bars, they're all dark. When you go in the nightclubs, they're all dark. Be careful. In places where you go, where it's always dark, be careful. Usually they're not presenting Christ at all. I like, even my house, I like it lit up. I don't like darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night. And they that be drunken, are drunken in the night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith, love, for a helmet, the hope of salvation. I'm going to tell you right now, there's no hope of salvation when people are getting drunk. They got to be sober. You got to be able to tell them the gospel. Amen? And take that home and keep it. And you've got my annual Christmas preaching on alcohol. You'll get it again next year. I promise you. Every year, preacher, you might have four or five of these things because I give them out every year because I don't ever want you to think that it's good. Alcohol is bad. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Rod, would you lead us in prayer? Thank you. find out you put a damnation on those kids or yourself. Alcohol is a destroyer. If you never need help, I care about you. You can call me anytime, day or night. I'll try to be there for you. By the way, I love you just as much if you drink or you don't drink. Jesus loves all of us. He just wants you to get off that bottle. Get rid of it. Go home tonight. If you got alcohol in your house, go home and get it out of there. Take that alcohol. I've done it lots of times in different people's houses, and just pour it right down the drain. Just pour it right down. Clean your pipes out. Lord, I just pray you'll bless this church. I pray that alcohol will not destroy any of our members. Help us have a heart that says, no, no, it's an evil thing. It's a destroyer of mankind. Satan has got the bite of venom in alcohol. Lord, I pray that people get convictions that alcohol is evil and bad for them and their families. We ask these things in Christ's name. Amen.